This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. Earlier this month, French President Emmanuel Macron followed through on his promise to reform the country's pension system, raising the retirement age from 62 to 64. How he did it hit a nerve. He forced the legislation through without a vote in the lower house of parliament. Since then, over a million people have taken to the streets across France. There have been strikes. Social media has been filled with images of garbage piling on the streets of Paris and large groups of people clashing with the police. Macron's government has said the reforms are needed to address the increasingly high cost of the pension system there as the population ages. Protesters say the president has gone too far and is defying the will of the people. Sophie Petter is The Economist magazine's Paris bureau chief. She's been on the ground covering the protests and joins us to talk about it. Sophie, good morning.
Good morning to you.
So you've been reporting on the ground. What's the situation like in Paris right now?
Well, I was out there on Tuesday when there was the 10th of these one-day national strikes that have been going on since January. And, you know, it's a mix. There's a sort of festive mood because a lot of people are out there protesting, but there's a lot of anger. And then at the end of the day, what tends to happen is that these things turn violent, and that's when it gets pretty nasty. It's a strange mix, but I would say that the overall mood is tense still, and there's a lot of anger at the French president.
Well, just how bad are French finances that the president says he needed to raise the retirement age to cover pensions?
Well, I think there are two things. I mean, one of them is the sort of sustainability in the long term of the French pension system. France does spend more than, you know, most of its neighbors as a percentage of GDP on public pensions. And yes, it has an aging population. You know, the French live to a good age. And at some point, something has to give. There are 4 million more pensioners now than there were 15 years ago. So I think that it's about making that system sustainable. Now, obviously, you know, financially, France is heavily indebted at the moment. It's got a big budget deficit. It's got a big public debt. But it's about making the system sustainable, short of bringing down pensions or putting up taxes, which President Macron really doesn't want to do and has ruled out. It means asking people to work a little bit longer, 2 more years, is probably the soundest way of responding to this kind of a problem.
Will adding 2 years really make that much of a difference? Or is this sort of just like incremental?
No, absolutely, it will. It won't resolve the problem in 20 years' time because there will have to probably be another pension reform well before that. But in the immediate term over the next decade, it certainly would put the system onto a financially sound footing. And it's exactly the same reform that's been put in place across Europe. If you look at almost any of France's neighbours, whether it's the UK or Germany or almost any other country, you know, I think in some respects, people look at this reform and think, well, it's sensible, it's sound, it's actually quite modest. You know, it's not going to resolve things in the long term. And yet, as it is, it's already created this incredible, you know, unrest in France that we're seeing on the streets now.
Yeah. If the implicit social contract around retirement is that you work X percent of your life and you retire Y percent, if life expectancy increases, that kind of just by math necessitates people work longer. And 64 is still below the retirement age of many other Western countries. What is it about this that incenses the French so much?
Well, I think this is the key question in trying to understand what's going on in France. And I think there are a couple of things. One of them is that it comes at a very difficult time. You know, we've just come out of lockdowns and the pandemic. People feel that their relationship to work has changed. There is a cost of living crisis because of Russia's war on Ukraine. So prices are rising, inflation is high. And it feels like, you know, the pretty much the most difficult time to persuade the French to work longer. But I think there's something else in France. And that's, you know, over time, if you look at the past presidents, François Mitterrand in the 1980s, he brought down the retirement age. French sort of society has often been about, you know, improving the work-life balance, improving the quality of life and bringing down the pension age. He brought it down from 65 to 60. So it's difficult for the French then to accept, I think, that you reverse that. It looks like a kind of society going backwards. And I think culturally, that's what has really also angered a lot of people in France, that this is not what France is all about.
There is a call among some protesters to pay for longer pensions by taxing the wealthy more, and others will say that the wealthy there have an extremely high marginal tax rate already. Who's right there?
Well, I think, you know, symbolically, it's extremely appealing right now. That would theoretically, mathematically plug the pension deficit. But, you know, what Emmanuel Macron, the French president's been all about ever since he was elected in 2017 is trying to put an end to this, you know, a very heavily taxed country that constantly tries to tax the rich, tax entrepreneurs, tax business. And I think, you know, France has changed over the last 6 years. It's become a much more business friendly country. And I think if you were to start now taxing, you know, big companies or, you know, the wealthy in order to pay for pensions, it would be neither sustainable, but it would also send a wrong message, I think, to foreign investors about what sort of country France now is.
These nationwide strikes have included really crucial areas, schools, transportation, and you have tourist season coming, especially in Paris. What could it mean if these protests continue for longer economically?
Well, I mean, there are all sorts of implications already. You've seen that the British King Charles, his visit to France has been cancelled or at least postponed now. He's gone to Germany instead. That was a very important visit, both for France and for the UK. And it couldn't happen because it would have been probably, or at least the risk was that it was going to be disrupted. And then, you know, looking even further ahead, don't forget Paris is hosting the Olympic Games next summer. So that's 2024. You know, economically, it all depends on how long this goes on. Obviously, there's a hit to everybody at the moment, small businesses in particular who are having to close. You know, when I was on the streets on Tuesday this week, a lot of shops were boarded up in order to protect themselves and close for the day. It all depends how long this goes on. I think we're looking at a very difficult few weeks. The hope from the presidency is that this will then calm down, that people will accept that this has happened. But I think even if that's the case, the anger will still be there. And I think that's what's the sort of worrying, you know, powder keg in France.
Sophie Petter is The Economist magazine's Paris bureau chief. Thank you so much.
Thanks very much.